The days between Pesach and Shavuos, the days of Sfiras HaOmer, are really intended to be, at least from the Torah level, days of Yimei Simcha, should be days of happiness. After all, we just got freed from Mitzrayim. In addition, this is the time of year when people began to see the benefits of all their labor from the entire year. They planted, they sowed the field, they plowed. This is not an order. They watered, they invested so much time and energy into their field, not knowing what the return was going to be. And this is the time. This is when they begin to see, to reap the benefits of all their hard work in the fields. And this is also the time, not only did we leave Mitzrayim, and this is the time where we had the freedom, we had Kriyas Yamsuf during this time. So we know these days, really on a very basic level, are the days of Simcha. In fact, as we pointed out before in the Sefer Achinuch and the Ramban, both point out that these days of Yetzias Mitzrayim to from Pesach all the way to Matan Torah of Shavuos are really all one holiday. That the holiday of Pesach to Shavuos is all one holiday, and the days in between are really days of Chol HaMoed. That really they're just in between. We got out of Mitzrayim, we got out of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we walked out of Mitzrayim, and the goal was to get us to Matan Torah. Because Exodus, because freedom is only as good as when we use that freedom for, and we're going to use that freedom towards Kabbalah Satorah. So the days in between really unite Pesach and Shavuos. Another reason, if you're calling them Yimei Chol HaMoed, of course, these are days of Simcha. And yet if you ask any single person, anyone out there who knows anything about Sfiras HaOmer, so many of them, if you ask them, what's the deal with Sfiras HaOmer, you say, oh, I can't cut my hair, I can't get a haircut, I can't listen to music, I can't shave my beard, I can't. Why? Because we have dinim, we have halachos that tell us you have to have a level of an avelus, you have to have a level of mourning during the days of Sfiras HaOmer, during this month of Iyar. This month, the days right before and the days right afterwards are known throughout generation after generation. You may Sfira are days of Avelus. It's days of loss. So how did this transition of days of Simcha turn into days of loss? What happened? So we know the Gemara in Yevamos tells us a story on Samach Beis and Beis and 62b about the 12,000 pairs of Talmidim. That's 24,000 Talmidim that Rabbi Akiva, incredible, had. Rabbi Akiva was the greatest of the greats. Rabbi Akiva is the one who was teaching Torah at the front of the room, teaching about the crowns that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came to visit, supposedly didn't understand what was going on, even though Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah Kula at Har Sinai. This is the same Rabbi Akiva who every single year around the time of Eicha, of Tisha B'Av, we look towards Rabbi Akiva as his friends did when he saw the fox going through the Makom and Mikdash, through the area on the Temple Mount. Instead of crying like everyone else did, he was turned everything around and started laughing, and they asked him, why are you laughing? And he says, why are you crying? They say they're crying because of the Churban. He says, it's exactly why I'm laughing, because we have the Nevuah, that this Nevuah comes true, then ultimately we'll be able to get to the next Nevuah, the Nevuah of the next Beis HaMikdash being rebuilt. What an optimistic individual. It's the same Rabbi Akiva who didn't learn an ounce of Torah until he was 40 years old, didn't know the Aleph Beis. And at 40 years old, he saw a rock with some water dripping on it. A rock with water dripping on it, making a hole, recognizing, you know what, I too should be able to learn. This is the same Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim. And the Gemara tells us these Talmidim, Hayulot Rabbi Akiva, and they started dying. And they died at Dafka in this time of year. Why? Because they weren't giving the proper amount of kavod to each other. Says the Gemara, Vaya Olam Shameim, and the world was desolate of Torah scholars until Rabbi Akiva, the same Rabbi Akiva, who just lost mamish, a generation of Talmidei Chachamim, what the world would look like now if we had the 24,000 Talmidim. Who knows? And he went down and restarted again. He went down to the south, Midarum. And who did he teach? He taught Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua. V'heim heim ha'amid ha'tayra osa sha'a. They all learned that Torah. They learned the Torah, they held the Torah up. And what does this osa sha'a mean? What does it mean that they all died during this time period of 24,000? Says the Gemara, Tana kula mesu in Pesach ha'atzeres. That these 24,000 Talmidim that Rabbi Akiva was pouring his Torah into. Rabbi Akiva says, Ashrecha Yisrael, if nemiyatam metarim, yimetar eschem. Where do we get our Tahara, speaking of this past week's parashios of Tzaras, etc. Where do we get our Tahara from? Where do we get our purity from? From HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avichem Shabbat Shemayim. The same Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Ahavta L'Reich Hamocha is that Klal Gadol B'Torah. It's the same Rabbi Akiva. And this Rabbi Akiva lost so many thousands of Talmidim. And instead of giving up, I think as so many of us might have done, such a difficult moment in someone's life to lose that many Talmidim, I can't even fathom. And he goes on and he says, we have to continue the Torah, we have to continue the Mesorah. And these Talmidim of his ultimately are the ones that share so much of the Torah that we know today. Those happen, says the Gemara, Kula Mesu mi Pesach va Atzeres. They happen between Pesach and Atzeres is Shavuos. Just like Shmini Atzeres is the end of Sukkot, Atzeres is the end of Pesach. That's where the Ramban and the Sefer HaChinuch we pointed out earlier. From Pesach to Shavuos, instead of having these days be days full of Simcha, of Chol HaMoed, of reaping the benefits of all the hard work in the field, we see that there was a major, major loss to Am Yisrael during these days. 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva passed away. And while the Gemara itself doesn't explain that therefore we have to do the Avelos during this time period, it's brought down in many early sources, including Rav Natronoi Gaon, who tells us that the reason why why don't we have weddings during the time of Sfiras HaOmer? Yodim shalom mishum isseru el mishum minag avelus. We have minag avelus. We have the custom of doing avelus during this time. Why? Because shikach amru chachamim shnei masar alafim zugim hatamidim hayu lo l'Rabbi Akiva v'kula meisu ben Pesach la'atzeres. Says Rav Natronoi Gaon, during this time period, since we lost all these individuals, so much Torah, so many individuals, so many major Talmidim, Rabbi Akiva, we make sure to have Minhag Avelus. We have the mourning customs take over this time period. And after this, the Ritz Gaius brings down that there's not only one reason that we have Minhag Avelus, but we have other Avelus as well. We have other Avelos as well. In 1096, in the Gzeiras HaTatnu, Tatnu in 1096, the Notzrim, the Christians, the Catholics, were going on their crusade. This is the first crusade across Europe to go to the Holy Land to save it from the infidels, from the Muslims who were living in Yerushalayim, in HaKodesh, and the Christians, they said, no way, we can't allow it. And as they're going across Europe, they get into Germany, they get into the major, major cities. The major Jewish cities across Germany, and specifically, we say this on Tisha B'Av, the Kehilot Shum, Spire, Magenza, Ramiza, all these major, major, Ramiza, Worms, Spire, these major, major Jewish communities. And the Christians on the way there, the Crusaders said, why do we have to go take care of the infidels all the way over there in the Holy Land in Eretz Yisrael? Let's take care of the infidels, the Jews, right here in our backyard. And those Dafka took place, Seder Adoros, the Sefer Seder Adoros brings down that these specifically happened also Gezeros, Hamarus, Harigos, Gedolos, Michodesh, Iyar, and Chodesh Av. These happen during these same months. This is, by the way, the reason why we say Avarachamim even on Himoi Bentrash Chodesh of Iyar, because Avarachamim was designed as a response to get to have Rosh Hashanah avenge the blood of those mourners during this time period, specifically during this time period. So even though it's a Shabbos Mevorchim, we typically wouldn't say Avarachamim. On this Avarachamim, the Shabbos that we are benching Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Mevorchim of Iyar, we still do, and just like that in Sivan as well, we say Avarachamim nonetheless, because this is the time period that so many Jews during the Crusades had perished. So this is one of the reasons, these are two of the reasons, that there is so much loss during the time period. It's a minhag avelus because too many Jews have lost their lives, so many major moments of Jewish loss took place specifically during the days of Svira. There are lots of other stories of other moments in Jewish history that this has happened, that we say, all those these days should be days of Geula, we just left Mitzrayim, they should be days of excitement leading to Matan Torah, which they are. They are also days of loss, and as today is Yom HaZikaron is another message of loss that we've lost, and while tomorrow will be Yom HaAtzmaut and we'll get there soon, today we focus on the loss that comes along with building a state during this time period. It's Dafka, not Stam, in these days of Avelus as well. And we mourn all of those Jews throughout history who have lost their lives for whatever reason, whether they're being attacked, whether they're standing to defend the state, whether they were living in the cities of Worms and Spire and Mines. The Jews that were attacked during this time period shift their entire focus during this time period, and it changes the entire environment. What we'll see tomorrow is there are other understandings of why we have Avelus during this time period, why perhaps actually these days are days of potential, not only days of mourning and days of loss, but potentially days of great rebuilding and great celebration. Mitzvah Hashem, we should see these days be days filled with the same simcha, the simcha that we once had during these very days. The simcha of going out of Geula from Mitzrayim, going to Matan Torah directly. These days should also turn once more to days of simcha and Geula Bekarov, Mirtzah Hashem. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.